Straight Talk About Vision Loss with Mark Riccofono.
Welcome back. You know, in the fall, we start thinking about election time. And it wasn't all that long ago when blind people did not have equal access to the voting process in the United States. The Help America Vote Act was passed, and it provides now greater access to the voting process for blind people and ensuring a secret ballot. And it is being implemented across the states. It's being implemented in many different ways. And the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute has a Help America Vote Act project, a protection and advocacy project, to make sure that the implementation of the Help America Vote Act does in fact ensure access for blind voters and to train individuals working on election technologies and in the polling places to ensure accessibility and equal opportunity for blind people. So we thought we'd talk in this election season about the Help America Vote Act and our work on that project and the progress that we're making. So let's go talk about voting. Okay, I'm here with two of the members of the staff of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute who are intimately involved in our Help America Vote Act efforts. We have Ann Taylor, our Director of Access Technology. Welcome, Ann.
Good morning, Mark.
Ann's, of course, been on Straight Talk before. And Ann deals with the technology side of voting. And then we have Lou Ann Blake, who, amongst other things here at the Jernigan Institute, manages our Help America Vote Act project. So welcome, Lou Ann.
Thanks, Mark.
I guess to start off, the technology seems like a good place for us to start off, because one of the primary innovations in the Help America Vote Act was bringing electronic voting more prominently into the voting process in America. And maybe you can talk a little bit about the voting technology, where we've been, maybe where it's going, and our establishment of the National Center for Election Technology.
Yes, thank you very much. I'll be glad to talk all about those aspects of technology. I've been at the National Federation of the Blind for closer to 10 years now. It's going to be 10 years this December, and I've seen a lot of progression toward better technology that will better facilitate voting process. I have to say that is the case. When we first established the Center for Nonvisual Election Technology, early on, we have voting machines that weren't necessarily user-friendly. Now things started to change. You see new technologies has been incorporated into those machines, such as OCR technology. And a lot of people are using OCR ballot and have a hard copy printout of those ballot that they can drop it in the box, the same box as everybody else, which is, it brings a uniformity in voting. We don't have separate and equal anymore. So you have sighted person has a printed ballot, and now, blind voters can have the same printed ballot as well. The speech synthesizer over the year has, the quality of it has improved dramatically, and this is really, really been helpful for those who may have problem with hearing, and the ability to control the pronunciation of each word, especially for politicians' names, are much easier to do, which is all of this trend are really, really make it much easier for the voter to have good experience at the polling place. One of the things that I've noticed is an interest in remote voting, either by telephone or internet. And there are some companies who are looking at those methodologies to facilitate voting for blind individuals, which we're really looking forward to see the technology progress in that area, especially in web-based technology, because there are rigorous web accessibility standards already in place to guarantee that the content will be accessible to blind voters. So all in all, Mark, it's been very positive experience. And with the election center that we have here, we have been able to work closely mm-hmm. over the years with product manufacturers to ensure that they have appropriate level of user interface so that blind voters can vote successfully.
Excellent. So, you know, before the Help America Vote Act, blind people mostly didn't have access to a private and independent ballot. You had to have someone help you, or you may have had some access to the ballot, but it was difficult to verify if you actually checked the right box for the candidate you wanted. And the technology has really helped to make that private and independent ballot a sure thing. As long as the technology works, and as long as the poll workers understand what to do and how the technology works. And I think that's a good segue into our Help America Vote Act grant, which Lou Ann manages. Lou Ann, can you give us maybe a little rundown of the various activities that we do in our grant activities? And I guess we started in 2003?
We are working on our sixth grant, I believe.
Okay.
Under the grant, we provide consultation services to election officials in assessing or evaluating accessible voting machines, mm-hmm. Training poll workers especially. Our experience has shown that many poll workers don't know how to operate the accessible voting machine, so training poll workers mm-hmm. is a real key. Mm-hmm. We also provide consultation services, or Ann's team provides consultation services to election technology developers mm-hmm. To make their machines more accessible. We provide materials to encourage blind people to vote. Mm-hmm. We mm-hmm. prepared a blind voter's guide. And we've also prepared a voter registration drive guide for NFB chapters to register voters, blind voters in their community to vote. So those are the types of activities that we do under our grant.
And I guess we should get it in, this is a good place. We have a lot of the materials on the website, right?
That's right. Everything that we've developed is available on our website. It's available as a Word document, as well as a file that can be brailled, downloaded and embossed in braille.
It's nice to see that the word is getting out about voting. I was at a convention in North Carolina, and I saw the Blind Voter's Guide was being displayed by the Library for the Blind there.
So. Oh, great. Yes, that's one of the things that we did under the grant this year. We sent braille, large print, and audio cassette copies of the Blind Voter's Guide to all the libraries for the blind and physically handicapped in the NLS system this year. So.
Excellent. So, of course, participating in the voting process is very important. And before the Help America Vote Act, a number of blind people might have felt hesitant about getting out in the polls because of the inaccessibility issues, and some of those we've overcome, and now blind people are really empowered to vote. Lou Ann, we did some surveys, mm-hmm. and can you talk a little bit about what we found when talking to blind voters?
Right, we did a survey following the November 2008 presidential election. It was a national telephone survey. We surveyed 560 blind people over the age of 18. Of those individuals, 94% were registered to vote, and 96% of those registered voters actually did vote in that election. Mm-hmm. For those people who did vote, it was a really empowering experience, especially when they voted at the polls using an accessible voting machine. Mm-hmm. It was a great experience for the majority of the voters. We did find, however, that about 19% were not able to cast their vote privately and independently as guaranteed by HAVA. Mm-hmm. And the main reason that most of them gave was that the poll workers were not trained on how to operate or set up the accessible voting machine. Mm-hmm. So that's a real a problem that we found not only through the survey but through the hotline that we had during the 2008 election, as well as some feedback that I've gotten just recently by email from a number of members throughout the country. Many of them mentioned that the poll workers have trouble with the machines. Mm-hmm. So our next grant, we're gonna, I think, try and focus more on trying to get election officials to get their poll workers trained.
Excellent. In terms of going forward and protecting the voting process, I guess this is for either of you. You want to talk about some future activities, maybe areas where we need feedback from blind voters about the voting process?
I would say that in the future, as I mentioned, well, for the next grant, we're going to put together a voting working group with members of the protection and advocacy system and election officials. And I think one of the things that we do need to focus again with that group is the lack of poll worker training on the accessible voting machines. You know, the problem is, you know, they get a new crop of volunteers every election cycle. The technology developers are only training the people who do the poll worker training. So their experience or their activity in the poll worker training is pretty minimal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe one of the things that we can do is by working with the technology developers and the election officials, maybe we can get some better training materials and some better training. I think that's a real important issue that we need to address.
Also, I think that there is a clear role for the NFB state affiliates can play in between elections as well to get not only blind voters acclimated to the accessible voting devices that the state have selected, but get poll workers or even election official to get to know the community, and by, you know, invite manufacturers to come down to the chapter or state meeting and let, you know, NFB members or blind individuals, you know, take a look at the machine and go through demo voting process. So when they get to the polling place at the election, there wouldn't be so much learning curve that they have to be worried about then.
And of course, one great way to have impact in the training process is to have blind people take the next step, which is to actually get involved in working the polls as blind people.
That's right,
and
absolutely.
And being involved in that part of the process. Mm-hmm. So we want to encourage that. Anything else either of you want to emphasize in terms of the Help America Vote Act and protecting the rights of blind voters and increasing participation of blind people in the voting process?
I think another way that local chapters can get involved is by inviting their local board of elections to come to a chapter meeting and bring a machine, and then, you know, they can possibly register people at the same time and acclimate themselves to the machine. And it's a good way to get across to the local election officials why it's so important to make sure that the poll workers are trained on how to operate the accessible voting machine.
And we have some materials to help guide chapters in that regard, right?
That's correct, we do. We have our voter registration drive guide, and there's also a number of poll worker training materials on our website as well that can be used. So.
Excellent.
So Mark, one additional thing that I would like to say here is that we should celebrate the success of HAVA and the work that we have done so far in facilitating accessible voting is tremendous. However, there still are some underserved population that I think we would like to know their experience at the polling place more, and namely these are deafblind individuals. I think the technology is at the point where we can pay attention to this deafblind voting access issue. Because and we need to start thinking outside the box now with technology developers. There are, of course, the availability of Braille and refreshable Braille display. The cost has come down dramatically, and that is good for the consumer, and good for product manufacturers who may want to integrate Braille in the voting machine. Now, there are also other technology that could be helpful. Perhaps haptic technology can be used in some way. These are some of the questions that we're at the point where we can explore because the voting machines and the technology around voting is getting to be more stabilized. So now it is, I think, good opportunity to look ahead to make sure that those who are currently underserved will have an opportunity to equal access in voting and election.
Excellent. I think it's a good time to also, you know, say that, of course, we're not wedded to a particular technology. As you say, we want to find the most innovative solutions going forward. But what's really important is that those new technologies, new methods for voting provide equal access to all people, to blind people, and to a wider range of people.
That's right.
Regardless of who people are going to vote for or what their views are, we want people to have access to the voting process as much as possible. And we of course, have more access today than ever before, which is wonderful. We should also mention that a number of states are making information about the voting process and about candidates in their states available through the NFB Newsline system. I know in Maryland you can get information about the candidates on the Newsline system and the local channels. So that's another way that the National Federation of the Blind helps people get access to information and be informed voters. Anything else either of you want to add to the conversation?
Well, if it's okay, Mark, for a personal note,
yeah.
I just became a citizen you know, closer to 2 years now. This is first real election that I'm going to be able to vote. And it's just an amazing experience that I've seen the technology development from the inside. And now I'm actually going to be able to use it to cast my vote and to participate in political process in this country. So to me, it's a celebration.
Excellent. Excellent. Of course, we want many more people to have that opportunity as well. So let us know how it goes.
I will.
Luann, do you want to give out your contact information if people have questions about our project and the materials?
Sure, absolutely. They can reach me by email at lblake, that's B-L-A-K-E, at nfb.org, or they can call me at 410-659-9314, extension 2221.
Excellent. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us. That is the Straight Talk about voting, and get out and vote and participate. Let your voice be heard.
www.nfb.org 410-659-9314.